Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back inside Bank of the James Stadium. Once again, my name is Jason Prill. Pleased to be bringing you all Hillcats action all season long as Lynchburg, 23-19, and a game out of first place, will look to try to climb closer in the standings as they take on Columbia, 13-30, 19 games back in the Carolina League South. As right now, for those of you who are hardcore scoreboard watchers like myself, the first game of the day for Carolina and Kannapolis, which is for that top spot in the Carolina League North, goes to Kannapolis. So that's good news for the Hillcats. They played seven here earlier. They'll play another seven coming up here later this afternoon, but Kannapolis defeating Carolina by a score of 7-4. Game two in that one coming up shortly. But we have a fun one in store tonight in Lynchburg. These two teams have been pretty even all the way through this series. The records may not show how competitive these past four games have been, but they have been tight. Last night was no different as Columbia squeaking away with a 3-1 victory in a rain-shortened ball game, got called in the top of the seventh as the Hillcats just could not get their bats going at any point last evening. Every time they got a runner on, they just struggled to move them over into scoring position and bring them in. We saw the tensions begin to rise from the Hillcats as some of that frustration beginning to push out toward their opponents, and it's really been building over this whole series, and it kind of feels like there's a matchbox ready to light at some point here in the next 2 days. Hopefully we can dodge that, but it adds some drama and tension into this story as these two teams will square off for the fifth time here in what would now be a rubber match. The Hillcats need to win the next two to win the series, at least one of the next two, to split it with Columbia. The weather is gorgeous. We had rain all day yesterday, including tornado warnings in the area. But today, we have none of that. It has been bright blue skies. The sun has been out. It is in the mid to upper 70s, and you cannot ask for a better day for Hillcats baseball. The wind is calm, and it should be a fun one, as in just seconds, we'll toss it down to Andre Vile to set the defense for the Hillcats and also have a rendition of the national anthem from the Bells of the Blue Ridge, a handbell choir. So right now, let's toss it down to Andre Vile for setting the defense.
2022, Lynchburg Hillcats! In right field, number 22, Isaiah Green! In center field, number 17, Luis Durango! In left field, number 34, Paige Bergo! At first base, number 6, Victor Blanchard! At second base, number 1, Jake Fox. At shortstop, number 2, Zaya Freya. At third base, number 8, Mullen Tolentino. Your catcher is number 7, Joe Donovan. The designated hitter, number 10, Jordy Valdez. And your starting pitcher is number 40, Rodney Boone. Fans, at this time, we ask that you please rise and remove your caps as we honor America with the playing of our national anthem. Join us tonight. Please welcome the Bells of the Blue Ridge. the best of the Blue Ridge.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium as we are moments away from first pitch between the Columbia Fireflies and your Lynchburg Hillcats. On the mound for Lynchburg tonight, none other than Rodney Boone, who has been one of the most consistent pitchers on this Hillcat staff this season. He is 2-0 with a 2.02 ERA. He's making his ninth appearance of the season in 35.2 innings. And the number that has a lot of fans and teammates excited, he leads the team in strikeouts with 50 and only allowing 8 walks. So he has pounded the strike zone and has swing and miss stuff in his last outing against Salem. He went 4 innings, giving up 6 hits, 2 runs, both of them were earned, 1 walk, and 5 strikeouts. He's a guy that a lot of Guardians fans have been high on this season, as he has kind of nailed down that top of the rotation with Will Dion, who we'll see tomorrow. And he will face a lineup for the Fireflies that looks a little like this. Leading off, the second baseman, Rubendi Jaquez, batting second. The left fielder, Darryl Collins, batting third. The first baseman, Guillermo Quintana. Batting cleanup, the catcher, Carter Jensen. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Gary Camarillo. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Eric Pena. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Daniel Vasquez. Batting eighth, the designated hitter, Omar Hernandez. And rounding out the starting nine, the third baseman, Enrique Valdez. Those will be the nine that the Fireflies will trot out to try and pepper Rodney Boone. This has been a offensive anemic series for both of these squads, as both teams have really struggled here. We apologize for some of these lineup issues. We got the wrong lineup from the team before the game started, as River Town will actually be leading off for the Columbia Fireflies. River Town has been a very consistent hitter for the Fireflies this season, as he takes outside and the count is now 1-2. River Town awaits the two-strike pitch from Rodney Boone, and it's cut on and miss on the breaking ball, and Boone picks up the strikeout to open up the ball game. Rubendi Jaquez will now step into the box. As he's batting 280 on the season. First pitch to him in there for a called strike. Excuse me, just missing the zone. I'm trying to adjust the lineup changes on the fly here as he is out in front of a off-speed pitch to even the count at one apiece. A 1-1 fouled back to the curtain. And it's 1-2. Now the two-strike pitch from Boone, and it's in the dirt and swung on, as that'll be the second strikeout for Boone as Donovan throws down to first. And two up, two down for the Hillcats starter. The left-hander will now face the first baseman, Guillermo Quintana. Lefty on righty matchup. Pitch from Boone dribbled out in front. That'll stay fair. Donovan comes up firing, but not in time to first, as Quintana, hustling down the line, will beat out an infield single on a little squibber up the third base line. And that'll bring up Carter Jensen. We assume the catcher here this evening. Once again, we apologize for the lineup issues before the ball game, as the lineup we got did not match the lineup that trotted out to start the game. First pitch here to Jensen, the ball outside. One on, two away here is Rodney Boone. Struck out two here in the first inning. As Jensen fouls it back and out of play, one and one. Runner leads off from first. The pitch is fouled away again, one and two. One ball, two strikes. As Boone tries to get out of this inning, and it's swung on and missed, and Boone strikes out the side. Rodney Boone with a good first inning, already with three strikeouts on the day, adding to his total on the season. As we head to the bottom half of the first inning in a scoreless ball game. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this timeout. Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you. Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and more. To learn more and book your party, go to lynchburg-hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
The 2022 Lynchburg Hillcats live here. Now back to Bank of the James Stadium.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, where the Hillcats had a quick first inning behind Rodney Boone, who picks up three strikeouts, as they will now try to get their offense going against the right-hander Samuel Valerio. He is 6'4", 230 from the Dominican Republic. He runs fastball, a two-seam and a four-seam, a changeup and a curveball. He is 0-2 in nine games this season, making his 10th appearance, but only his second start. He's got a 7.17 ERA and just over 21 innings pitched. 27 strikeouts, and 23 walks. So command has been an issue for the right-hander, as Yordis Valdez will stand in the box now. The Hillcats trying to get things going. He comes out swinging on the first pitch and fouls it away for strike one. Valdez, Fox, Burgos, Tolentino, Green, Frias, Plantchart, Donovan, Durango. The nine for the Hillcats. The 0-1 pitch. Down low. It's 1-1. So Rivertown has taken over in left field. It's the 1-1. In there for a called strike. Rivertown originally had the night off, but he is now starting in replace of Daryl Collins. The 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball got him looking. A nice off-speed pitch there from Valerio, and Valdez goes down with the bat on his shoulder. So four outs in the ball game, and all four of them have come via the strikeout, as Jake Fox will step into the box now. He has kind of been in the center of a lot of the tension that has grown between these two ball clubs recently. He got shoved that started the bases clearing brawl a couple of nights ago, up and in for ball one, and then had some words for the manager as the tarp was being pulled, opposing manager that is, Tony Pena Jr., as he watches another one outside, 2-0. After consecutive bunts to open up that seventh before the game was called and finalized. Two balls, no strikes, as he watches this one go down Main Street for strike one. Valerio into the motion, and Fox fouls it down the third base line, giving chase to Valdez, and it finds the stands. It's 2-2. Great crowd on hand here in Lynchburg. Fans still finding their seat on Healthcare Heroes Night. Thank all of our Healthcare Heroes. As this one inside, the count goes full. We thank all of our Healthcare Heroes for all that they've done, not just in these past 2 years during the pandemic, but also in the years prior, keeping us healthy and safe. Payoff pitch in the dirt, and Jake Fox will be the first runner of the ball game for the Hillcats as he picks up a free pass. That has been the calling card for the Hillcats this season, as that is their 220th walk on the season. They lead the Carolina League coming into today. That was 10 more than the next closest ball club. So Jorge Burgos will now step into the box. And he comes out swinging a grounder between first and second and into right field. Fox will round second as he thought about going to third, but the throw comes in and cut off. He'll scamper back to second. And so runners on first and second with one away here in the first. So a much better start at the dish for the Hillcats than we've seen in the past few nights, as they had really just been shut down other than a couple big innings. Milan Tolentino will step into the box now. He's batting .373 and leading the Hillcats by quite a large margin. Victor Planchart, the next closest Hillcat at .304. And everyone else is below the .300 mark. Fox dances off second as Tolentino watches it go outside for ball one. Tolentino leads the team in most of the offensive categories. Pitch from Valerio. Up and away, ball two. His average, his on-base percentage, his slugging, his OPS, his hits, runs, and doubles. Leading the way in all those categories. Two balls, no strikes. As this one down low for ball three. So Valerio, after retiring Valdez to lead off the inning, on the verge of loading the bases. Fox at second, Burgos at first. The pitch to Tolentino. As we have time called. And they're going to say an automatic ball as the pitch clock ran out. Jake Fox and is dancing out at second. Got in the head of Valerio and took his mind off of the hitter. And so Tolentino doesn't even have to face the fourth pitch. And I don't know if I'm the first person to ever say this and have it count, but Tolentino walked on three pitches. As we get our first look from the pitching coach for the Fireflies, John Habian. As the bases are now loaded, and Isaiah Green at the dish, who has been one of the hottest hitters for Lynchburg as of late. On the season, Green is batting .250, but in the past 10 games, he's batting .333. And in the past five games, he's batting .357. So his approach at the dish has been impressive as of late. And he now stands in with a golden RBI spot. He has 14 of them on the season. Hasn't had many RBI opportunities as of late. First pitch to him. He comes out swinging and fouls it away. For strike one. Valdez at third is pulled in right toward the edge of the grass. Middle infielders in double play depth. Bases are juiced as Valerio fires. And it scoots all the way to the backstop. Fox will break toward home. And the Hillcats will start out with a 1-0 lead. So Jake Fox walked and came all the way around and got in the head of Valerio with his dancing on the base paths. They're doing exactly what he needed to do. The Hillcats have a 1-0 lead. The 1-1-2 Isaiah Green with the infield pulled all the way in. His foul tipped right at the dish for strike two. Hillcats only have one hit in this first inning as two runners have been walked. Isaiah Green now down in the count, 1-2. A pitch from Valerio. Is popped up. Going to be a tough play for Jaquez or Camarillo as Camarillo on the run in. Probably about 15 feet from the infield dirt. Puts it away for out number two. He had to run a long way as it was going to be a difficult play for Rubendi Jaquez at second as he was trying to range back. Now Dion Frias will step into the box with two away. He comes out swinging at the first pitch for strike one. Frias has doubled in each of the last two ball games. Love a double here. The 0-1 inside at the hands. Count is even. Now the 1-1. Rios took a healthy cut, but comes up empty. 1-2. Burgos at third. Tolentino at second. Rios at the dish. 1-2. Cut on and missed for strike three, and the inning is over. But the Hillcats put a run on the board and take the early lead. As we now head to the second inning. Lynchburg leading 1-0. Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. To check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destination by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Become a Hillcat season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcat season ticket member.
Hola fanático, mi nombre es Elvis Jerez y estás escuchando al Lynchburg Yuca Baseball.
Lynchburg leading 1-0 as we head to the second inning of baseball here in the Hill City. Rodney Boone with a quick first inning, facing four hitters and striking out three of them. He will now face Gary Camarillo, Eric Pena, and Daniel Vasquez. Rodney Boone has become one of the best pitchers, not just in the Guardians organization in terms of prospects, but also in the Carolina League. First pitch to Camarillo is grounded over toward third. Tolentino ranges over, fires a long one right into the glove of Planchart, who makes a nice scoop for out number one. A tough play there for both Tolentino and Planchart, but well executed. Rodney Boone, we haven't seen him in 2 weeks. One Carolina League pitcher of the week after an outing against Down East. This one grounded over to Planchart, who flips to Boone, hustling to the bag and just beating out Eric Pena, who gave every last ounce of effort he could to try to beat him to the bag. But Boone's outing versus Down East, he went 6 innings of one-hit baseball with 10 strikeouts in what was an incredible performance that earned him that honor. Daniel Vasquez takes the ball outside to open up this at-bat. The 1-0. Down low, ball two. Vasquez bats 194 on the season as he takes outside again. And Boone, who does not walk many hitters, is now behind in the count. 3 balls and no strikes. Into the motion again as he pumps that one over at 85 miles an hour. The changeup, it's 3-1. Pitch. Rounded sharply towards second off the side of the glove from Fox, who got a late read on it. And it goes into right field, and that'll be probably a base hit for Daniel Vasquez. Boone works fastball, changeup, curveball, slider. As Omar Hernandez will step into the box now. They will grant him the single from that last at-bat. First pitch to him upstairs, ball one. These umpires have not won many fans with either of these ball clubs, as their strike zones have been up for debate recently. This pitch inside, ball two. That has played into some of the tensions that have been building as Boone finds the strike zone there. 2 balls, 1 strike. Hernandez, his average is bumped up to 205. In the DH role tonight. Another one finding the zone on the slider. 2-2. So Boone a strike away from getting out of this inning. As he comes set, takes a look over toward first, and now fires. Hernandez pops it into left center field, charging in on his Durango, who puts it away for out number 3. So another quick inning of work for Rodney Boone, and he continues his masterful start to the season. As we head to the bottom half of the second inning, Lynchburg leading 1-0. Hey there, Hillcats fans. The Guardians future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Hillcats on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Hillcats at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today. Catch all the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats mini plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcats ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats mini plans.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher Reed Johnston, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, where the Hillcats currently lead 1-0 after a wild pitch allowed Jake Fox to scamper home and give them the lead in the first. Victor Planchart, Joe Donovan, and Luis Durango due up for the Hillcats. Columbia wearing their all grays for the second night in a row. And Lynchburg with their navy blue jerseys, teal green lettering, and teal sleeves with their bright white pants. Victor Planchart now into the box, batting 304. His average has dropped here this series as he came in batting 333. First pitch to him. Skied over toward third base. Giving it a look is Valdez up against the wall, and he puts it away for out number one. And Planchart struggles at the dish will continue. That'll bring up Joe Donovan as one pitch into the inning. Samuel Valerio has picked up one out. Donovan batting 191 of the season. Takes a strike to open up this at-bat. The 0-1 from Valerio. Breaking ball outside. Try to get him to chase the curve. It's one ball, one strike. Valerio, a tall right-hander into the motion. And he fires it all the way to the backstop. Scares the handheld cameraman who was walking back behind the padding there. He gave a little bit of a jump. The pitch. Almost threw it back there again. It's three balls and one strike. After a quick first out, he has struggled here with Joe Donovan. 3-1. He got underneath it and popped it foul down the first base line, ranging over his Quintana. And he doesn't know where the fence is, and it drops in play as he had a good 3 or 4 feet to work with. But thought he was running out of space and pulled his glove back, and it landed right next to him. So Donovan dodges a bullet there and stays alive. Payoff pitch. This time he takes a big cut at a ball in the dirt for strike three. That'll be out number two of the inning. The third strikeout for Valerio as Luis Durango will step into the box now. And they call Dash. Awaits the first pitch. He takes outside ball one. Rango is the youngest player on this Hillcat squad. The 1-0. Driven into deep right center field. Ranging back is Vasquez. Puts it away. Round number three. So a quick inning there for Valerio. Much more settled than in the first. And we head to the third. Hillcats leading 1-0. And we'll be right back after this timeout. If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today. Become a member of Southpaw's Free Kids Club today and receive free access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
Hey fans, this is right-hand pitcher Jake Miller, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium where the Hillcats currently lead by a score of 1-0. As Rodney Boone has looked excellent here through two innings, continuing his strong start through this season. Now up to the dish will be Enrique Valdez. If you're tuning in, give us a tweet at LYN Hillcats. We love to hear from you, whether you're a Hillcat fan or a Firefly fan. We love to know where you're tuning in from this evening. You can tweet us at LYN Hillcats or follow us on Instagram. The same handle. First pitch is upstairs, ball one. 1-0. Big swing from Valdez comes up empty. 1-1. Boone into the motion, and it's grounded over toward second. Fox gloves it, flips over toward first. Route number one. Fox had a range over to his right a little bit. And he gloved it cleanly, unlike the Daniel Vasquez play in the prior inning. As River Town takes a swing at a big curveball, and it was kind of a half-hearted swing as that thing broke late and right toward the strike zone. 0-1. Up and in near his forehead, and it's ball one. One ball, one strike. Rodney Boone back into the motion. As Town lines it into left field. Past a lunging Tolentino, and that'll be a base hit. So still no 1-2-3 inning for Boone. But he's worked around three singles. To get to this point. Rubendi Jaquez now into the box. Boone looks over at the runner. And a ground ball over towards short. Frias flips it to Fox at second for one. Over to first. Double play. 6-4-3 twin killer. And that'll do it for the third inning. Nice job there from Frias to flip it quickly to Fox. And then the turn and fire was in time to retire Jaquez. And the inning is over. Hillcats lead 1-0. So we head to the bottom half of the third. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Now batting Yordis Valdez as he struck out looking to open up the ball game as Samuel Valerio returns to the mound here this inning. He's 0-2 but has had quite a few no decisions on the season as this is only his second start on the year. He did look very comfortable on the mound in his two outings against Myrtle Beach where He went a total of four innings, six strikeouts, four walks, and only allowing one run, including an inning where he struck out the side. He has started to settle in a little bit more after a rough start as Valdez grounds it over to short on the first pitch and a fire over to retire him for out number one. So quick out on the first pitch again here in the third. And Jake Fox will step in for his second attempt. Fox walked back in the first and then came around to score. Pitch from Valerio. Catches the outside edge for strike one. Fox batting .246 with a home run and 18 RBIs. Watches this one come inside at his ankles. 1-1. Pitch from Valerio. Grounded sharply toward third. A good scoop by Valdez. Flips on to first to retire Fox for out number two. Jorge Burgos now, who has the Hillcats' only hit on the afternoon. He singled and came to around a third throughout the course of the inning and was stranded there as neither Green nor Frias could bring him home. He takes up and in for ball one. Valerio trying to establish that inside part of the plate, just missing a little tight. As the 1-0 is outside, 2-0. Wind blowing in from center field as the 2-0. Just misses outside yet again. It's ball three. Burgos, open to extend this inning. Has a 3-0 on its way. Outside, ball four, and he walked him. And Jorge Burgos has reached base in both of his first two appearances. So that'll bring up Milan Tolentino. He walked back in the first inning after making Valerio work. Valentino bats from the left-hand side, a righty-on-lefty matchup. The pitch. Fastball that catches the outside corner for strike one. 94 miles an hour on the radar gun. Burgos leads off first. Pitch to Tolentino. In the dirt, a good stop by Jensen, and it's 1-1. An appeal down a second on a check swing. They say that he did not go around. So it is one ball, one strike. Valerio takes a look at first. Now fires. Tolentino slaps the foul down the third baseline and out of play. 1-2. No runs, three hits, no errors for Columbia. One run, one hit, no errors for the Hillcats. The offense still struggling to get going here in the third. The 1-2. In the dirt as Tolentino wisely laid off and Jensen hopped up out of his crouch to pounce on it to keep Burgos from advancing down to second. Some scoreboard issues going on here this evening. They had to reset it. Two balls and two strikes. And they ring him up on the outside corner, and Tolentino, visibly displeased, drops his bat right at home plate, and he has not left the batter's box. As he sits there in disbelief. Nevertheless, that's out number three, and Hillcats can't get another run across as he walks up the third baseline with some more words for the home plate umpire. And we go to the fourth. Hillcats leading 1-0.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and much more. Learn more and book your party at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium where the Hillcats currently lead 1-0. Rodney Boone back on the mound for this fourth inning as he has recorded 3 strikeouts and not allowed a run. ZRA is now dipped to 186. He will face Guillermo Quintana, Carter Jensen, and Gary Camarillo. Shadows beginning to fade into left field as the big pine tree down behind the left field foul pole beginning to pick up more and more of the sun that fades behind it. As clear blue skies in the forecast for today and tomorrow. Hope to see you out here tomorrow evening at Bank of the James Stadium. It's the first pitch to Quintana. A breaking ball that he took a massive cut at and winds up empty for strike one. First pitch is at 4 o'clock. The 0-1. Another breaking ball, this time at 70 miles per hour. Left it a little short. 1-1. It was moved up from its original start time of 2 o'clock, or moved back per se. The 1-1. Up high, 2-1. Because right next door, at City Field or City Stadium, there is commencement. 2-1 swung on and missed for strike two. As two of the local high schools will be walking over there tomorrow. 2-2. High chopper over towards second. Fox fields it chest high and flips on to Planchart for out number one. But with the shared parking lot at City Stadium and Bank of the James Stadium share, it was going to be a traffic and parking nightmare for both of these events to be going on at the same time. First pitch to Carter Jensen down low, ball one. Once again, first pitch tomorrow at 4 o'clock instead of the 2 o'clock announced time at the beginning of the season. 1-0 outside, ball two. We hope to see you there. Tickets available, Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Or stop by our box office to pick some up for yourself. 2-0, catch of the zone. 2-1. Jensen was a strikeout victim to end the first inning in his last at-bat. As he watches a pitch just miss the outside edge. 3 balls and 1 strike. These umpires have been very tight on both corners of the dish as the 3-1. Lined into center field, that'll be another base hit for Columbia as they now have singled in each of the first 4 innings. But their issue has been getting their runners around as Boone, a quicker motion toward the dish, and as a left-hander on the mound, any runner that stands on first has to hold a little bit longer to make sure he's going home. First pitch inside to Camarillo. Ball one. The other thing about Boone is he kind of comes backward before going forward. We could step off at any point through his motion. This one swung on and missed. 1-1. Jensen over at first. Camarillo at the dish. He grounded out to third in his last at-bat. It was a long throw for Tolentino, the 1-1. Healthy cut, 1-2. Infield, playing rather straight up here in double play depth with one away. Already have one of those on the evening. The 1-2. Swung on and missed on the curveball that ran away from Camarillo. And he goes down swinging for out number two. That'll bring up Eric Pena. Pena grounded out to first, but then almost beat it out to the bag as Rodney Boone had to try to hustle over as he drives this one into deep right field. Ranging back is Isaiah Green, and he will just watch this one fly out onto the road. And Columbia has taken a one-run lead. That is Pena's second home run of the series, his fifth of the year. And so Daniel Vasquez will now step in as the Hillcats now trail. They play with fire. They're bound to get hurt, and they had been giving up quite a few hits here in the early innings as the first pitch catches the inside corner for strike one. The 0-1 from Rodney Boone. Same spot, same result. Strike two. That is only the second home run allowed by Rodney Boone on the year, as this one outside and high. One ball, two strikes. The left-hander into the motion and drops it in the dirt. 2-2. This is where you wish the Hillcats bats were performing, as a one-run deficit feels much bigger than it did last series. The 2-2. Rounded over toward third. Tolentino waits for the hop. Fires on to first. And a good stretch by Planchart to retire Vasquez for out number three. But Columbia takes the lead on the two-run shot from Eric Pena. And they now lead 2-1. We head to the bottom half of the fourth right after this.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
Become a Hillcat season ticket member and never miss out on the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher Trenton Denholm, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Hillcats down 2-1 here in the bottom half of the fourth inning as Samuel Valerio back on the mound for the fourth. Isaiah Green, Dion Frias, and Victor Planchart all due up for Lynchburg. Fireflies picked up those two runs on the long ball last inning, as 10% of their hits have actually come via the home run. Now that number is not exactly 10%, just a little bit under, but a significant percentage nonetheless. So Green will look to have a better at-bat than his last one, where he flew out to shallow right field with the infield pulled in. All he had to do was put it on the ground hard somewhere, and it probably would have gotten through. He left the runner stranded at second and third. He takes a pitch right at the belt for a called strike. The 0-1 on its way. In the dirt, 1-1. Valerio has looked very comfortable on the mound here this evening as the 1-1. Rounded over toward first, an in-between hop for Quintana. A good scoop to retire Green as he steps on the bag himself. That'll bring up Ian Frias, who struck out in the first to end the inning, also leaving those runners stranded. As we mentioned, the Hillcats, full game out of first place, as this pitch to Frias in there for a called strike. Carolina lost earlier, so they now sit a half game back, and they're down 1-0 in the second. The 0-1, a good breaking ball that finds the zone, 0-2. So if that score were to hold and the Hillcats could regain this lead, it could be tied for first. Ball in the dirt, and it's 1-2. If they can't come back, though, and that score holds, it will still sit a game out. 1-2, rung him up as Frias thought that one was outside. And the way he's been calling here this evening, it probably should have been. That's two down. He hasn't really given that call to many pitchers in this series, but gave it there. Blanchard comes out swinging for strike one. Fastball, he was behind. The 0-1. In the dirt. One ball, one strike. Blanchard popped out on the first pitch in the second inning. The 1-1. He fouls it off again. One ball, two strikes. Blanchard has become the everyday first baseman with the injury to their normal first baseman, as that one catches the outside corner. This time the umpire doesn't call it. Everyday first baseman being Will Bartlett, who got hurt last week in Salem. Two balls and two strikes now. As Blanchard lines this one up the middle into center field for a base knock. So what could have been strike three now turns into a single. So the Hillcats will have a runner aboard here and keep the inning alive for Joe Donovan. Donovan bats from the right-hand side. The strikeout victim back in the second. Good job there from Blanchard. Keep this inning going. Infield shading Donovan heavily toward third. If he were to slap this on the ground, the right-hand side, it would be an easy base hit. First pitch to him, and he lines it into left field. So back-to-back singles for the Hillcats, and they have something brewing here with two away. Luis Durango now. He'll step in. A nice swing there from Joe Donovan. Just ripped that past the third baseman in between third and short. As John Habian will go out and have a few words again with his starting pitcher. It's the second time we've seen him here this evening. He came out in the first when the bases were loaded. But after almost getting out of the inning, Valerio has allowed back-to-back base hits on balls that the Hillcats squared up and punched through the infield. And this song that's playing right now has become the Hillcats calling card. As you look into their dugout, they have an army of players pointing to the sky to the beat of the music, led by Will Bartlett. Scaling Rodriguez over there as well. Dion Frias, I believe. Jorge Burgos. Couple guys. First pitch now to Luis Durango. In there on the corner for a called strike. Hillcats down 2-1, but with two aboard here and a runner in scoring position. Two away. The 0-1 pitch. Rounded softly but foul. No balls, two strikes. Hillcats still trying to get their bats going this series. It has only been due to two big innings that they've won either game this series. The 0-2. Up and in. One ball, two strikes. So Durango trying to keep this inning alive and maybe bring home a run. A 1-2 pitch from Valerio. In the dirt, and it squirts away. That'll allow both runners to advance, and so both runners in scoring position now. On the wild pitch from Samuel Valerio, that one bounced way in front of home plate and then off the shoulder of Jensen. As he could not keep it in front, the count is now 2-2. The deuces are wild here. Two on, two out. The 2-2 pitch from Samuel Valerio. As Durango pops it up on the infield, second baseman calls everyone off, and Jaquez puts it away for out number three. The Hillcats threaten, but just cannot get those runners home. We head to the fifth inning. Lynchburg trailing 2-1. Stay close to the center of it all at La Quinta Lynchburg. Conveniently located near Routes 29, 460, and 501, La Quinta provides easy access to all that Lynchburg has to offer. La Quinta offers complimentary breakfast and Wi-Fi, a seasonal outdoor pool, and a fitness center. The hotel also offers meeting rooms and a business room, making it the perfect location for work and relaxation. Wake up on the bright side at La Quinta Lynchburg.
Catch all of the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats mini plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcat ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats mini plans.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher David Sharp, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, where the Hillcats currently trail 2-1. After Luis Durango popped out to second to end the bottom half of the fourth, where they threatened with two outs. It'll be Omar Hernandez, Enrique Valdez, and River Town. The 3-2 up to face Rodney Boone, who has made 52 pitches here this evening. But that one mistake where he left it in the zone for Eric Pena, who jolted it over the right field fence, gave them the lead. First pitch here to Hernandez. A breaking ball down low, but swung on for strike one. Fireflies had been putting balls in play regularly before that home run. The 0-1 grounded over toward third. Tolentino tries to make a sliding play, but that'll roll all the way to the wall. Hernandez around second, as he thought about going toward third, but he will hold there. So a leadoff double for Columbia, and they now have a runner in scoring position with nobody away. Enrique Valdez now into the box. With runners in scoring position this year, Columbia is batting 211. Valdez squares around, back to the screen for strike one. We saw that last night in the seventh inning before the rain finalized the ball game, as the corners are now playing a little bit tighter. The Fireflies bunted three straight times. The 0-1, he squares around again. A curveball up high, and it's 1-1. So Boone trying to get Valdez to pop one up so they can keep that runner at second base. The 1-1 squares around again, pulls back, but it finds the corner. One ball and two strikes. So now Valdez will probably have to take a different approach. Runner on second. Nobody gone here. Rodney Boone trying to pick up his fifth strikeout. And he does so as Valdez swung right through it for out number one. That'll bring up River Town with the runner on second. Town singled back in the third. Boone with a long look in, now takes a peek at second. The curveball tries to get it to wrap around the inside corner. Just a little too tight. 1-0. One gone in a one-run ball game here in the top half of the fifth inning. The pitch. Up high. Two balls, no strikes. Hernandez is taking a large secondary lead off second. And Boone that time kind of hopped off the mound in case Donovan wanted to throw back behind the runner. 2-0 as it's punched into right field. Green takes a couple steps over to his right, puts it away for out number two. The throw comes in as the runner tags, but he's in there safely at third with two away. That'll bring up Rubendi Jaquez, who struck out and grounded into a double play so far this evening. He now bats with a runner on third and two away. Jaquez has been one of the most dangerous hitters for this ball club this season. Reached base all four times that he was at the dish yesterday. First pitch, curveball in there for strike one. It's also the final batter before the rain ended up calling it. The 0-1 grounded over towards short. Frias charges, gloves, fires off balance, and a good stretch by Blanchard to retire him here in the fifth. So an excellent play there by Dian Frias to retire the speedy Jaquez, and the inning is over. The leadoff double does no harm, and the Hillcats still trail by one as we head to the bottom half of the fifth. A new pitcher on the mound. We'll meet him in just a moment right after this timeout. Bank of the James has been serving communities across Virginia since 1999. The Bank of the James offers solutions for personal banking, business banking, mortgages, and loans. If you're looking for a bank that prioritizes you and your money first, stop in and visit one of our many Lynchburg area locations or visit us online at www.bankofthejames.bank. Bank of the James, making a difference in banking and our community since 1999. Become a member of Southpaw's free kids club today and receive access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
Hey fans, this is Zach Pettway, right-handed pitcher, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium where the Hillcats trail 2-1 in the fifth inning of tonight's ball game. A gorgeous night in the Hill City, as the sun slowly beginning to fade behind the Blue Ridge Mountains. And you can start to see some of the sky changing a bit toward yellow. As a new pitcher on the mound for Columbia, that'll be Matt Still. Four-seam slider curve and changeup. He's 0-1 with a 4.76 ERA. In his last outing, he pitched an inning. Walked one, struck out one as well. He'll face the top of the order for the Hillcats. 92 miles an hour on the gun as he throws a ball down low to start his outing. 1-0. Big cut from Valdez. His eyes grew wide there. It's 1-1. The pitch. Fought off but foul. One ball, two strikes. Valdez, 0-2. Awaits the 1-2. Bottom of zone, got him looking. And the Hillcats hitters continue to be frustrated with the strike zone from tonight's home plate umpire. As Valdez thought that one was low, but the home plate ump saw differently. Jake Fox now will step in. That's still already into the motion. It's a ball inside. Columbia has tried to quick pitch the Hillcats quite a few times this series, much to the disdain of the Hillcats. As this one caught Jake Fox on the elbow, and he will take first. That one barely on the inside, but Fox, who was standing tight in the box, will pick up first on the hit-by-pitch. Jensen caught it behind the dish without really even moving. But nevertheless, it caught Fox's elbow. He'll stand at first for Jorge Burgos. Takes up high, ball one. It's been rough sledding on that inside corner for these Fireflies as just haven't been able to catch that edge all night long. Pickoff move toward first. Fox is back safely. We've seen the wild pitch that allowed Jake Fox to score back in the first. Gave the Hillcats the early lead. The 1-0 now to Burgos. In there for a called strike. 1-1. Still. Comes set, now fires. Goes back inside, this time establishing that edge. One ball and two strikes. Burgos thought that was going to run a little bit farther in, so he kind of backed up out of the way, but it stayed right over the dish. The 1-2 from Still. Down low at his feet, 2-2. Still stands at 6'3", 190 from New Jersey. 2-2 pitch. A high fastball, and Burgos could not go up and reach it. He's down swinging for out number two. That'll bring up Milan Tolentino. He walked and struck out so far tonight. Runner on first, two away here in the bottom half of the fifth. Hillcats trailing 2-1. Tolentino takes low and in for a ball. Wind now blowing out toward right field. Not too strong, though. 1-0. That one finds the zone at 94. One ball, one strike. Fox takes his lead off first. And now the pickoff move over there, as they know he does like to run. He stole bases on consecutive pitches in the first game of this series. Now the 1-1 on its way. Tolentino fights it off for strike number two. One ball, two strikes, two away here in the bottom of the fifth. Still, the runner going. Tolentino fights it off toward third, but just foul. A good snag there with the left hand from manager. Flips it into his bullpen. So the count will remain 1-2. Let's see if Jake Fox tries to run again. He holds, And Tolentino grounds it over toward first. Quintana in perfect position to grab it and step on the bag for out number three. So the Hillcats still struggling to get their bats going here tonight as they trail 2-1 as we head to the sixth inning. Don't go anywhere. More baseball coming up after this. Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and Skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
Catch all the action all season long at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Now back to the field, here's Jason Prill.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium where the Hillcats trail 2-1. As the series is tied 2-2. And the Hillcats bats just continue to remain quiet. As Rodney Boone back out here to begin the sixth inning. Gave up the two-run home run in the fourth to Eric Pena. That gave the Fireflies the lead. He'll face Quintana, Jensen, and Camarillo here in this inning. Left-hander steps on the mound and gets this inning underway as it's ripped down the left field line but into the bullpen for strike one. Quintana way out in front of the curveball. The 0-1. Another curveball. Doesn't get the call as it broke on the inside edge. One ball, one strike. Pitch. Lined into center field. A base hit to lead off the inning from Guillermo Quintana. His second single of the ball game. So that'll bring up Carter Jensen. So Boone getting peppered here. That's the seventh hit he's allowed here tonight. A good offensive approach by the Fireflies. Just taking what Boone is giving them. Carter Jensen now. He singled and scored in the fourth off that home run. This one in the dirt. Ball one. The 1-0 from Boone as he takes a look over toward first. This one hangs up there for a moment, but fouled away 1-1. Quintana, a threat to steal. He swiped five bags, has yet to be caught. The 1-1 he holds the pitch on the outside edge for a called strike. Jensen trying to move the runner over with nobody out. The 1-2. Up high. The count is now even at two apiece. Runner on first. Nobody out. Hillcats trailing 2-1. Boone comes set. Now fires. And it swung on in the dirt. The runner goes down to second to throw in time. Strike him out. Throw him out. Double play. The second time this series, the Hillcats have knocked out one of those. As Quintana got a late break. And he is retired for out number two. So a big play there for the Hillcats. A much needed one as well. As Gary Camarillo takes the ball up high. The 1-0. Grounded up the middle, right in front of the bag. As it hops over, Fox runs into Frias at short on the throw, but was able to get enough on it to retire Camarillo. Fox and Frias laughing as they come off the field. You love to see that, hopefully. That kind of energy will transfer over to this bottom half of the inning. Hillcats trailing 2-1. Got to have runs now as we head to the bottom half of the sixth. But don't go anywhere. More baseball coming up on deck. Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So, check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required, and availability is limited. We're ready when you're ready. Check Lynchburg first. Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and more. To learn more and book your party, go to Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
The 2022 Lynchburg Hillcats live here. Now back to Bank of the James Stadium.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium where the Hillcats trail 2-1 here in the bottom half of the sixth. Once again, my name is Jason Prill. If you're tuning in, feel free to tweet at us where you're listening from at LYN Hillcats on Twitter. Love to hear from all of our loyal listeners, whether you're from Lynchburg or Columbia. Isaiah Green now into the box. He takes a strike to open up the inning. Matt Still came on to start the fifth. And he's back out there. Another one in the zone. And it's 0-2. So Green down in the count. Fights this one off. Still waits back on it. Gloves it. And flips on to first to retire Green. For out number one. Ion Frias now, who has struck it out two times here this evening. Looking to try to pick up a base knock here. He's doubled in each of the last two ball games. Would love another double here. Pitch to Frias. Grounded foul for strike one. Still fires, and it's up and in for ball one. One away here in the bottom half of the sixth. The right-hander fires, and Frias swung at one right near his shoulders. That's one ball and two strikes. He's already back into the box now as the pitch is on its way. And it almost nicked him as he backed out. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Still into the motion. Grounded over towards second. Chest high glove by Jaquez, and he flips on to first. Or out number two. That'll bring up Victor Blanchard. He singled and ended up on third base where he was left stranded in the fourth. In the same situation, there were two away in that inning. He takes inside ball one. That's the first time tonight that he did not swing at the first pitch. Blanchard trying to keep this inning going. Infield relatively straight away, shaded slightly toward right. Takes up high again. Two balls, no strikes. Still into the motion. As it's down and in for ball three. Hillcats trying to keep this inning alive. The pitch. In the dirt, and he walked him on four pitches. And so Lynchburg has a base runner now. In the sixth for Joe Donovan. He lined a single between the gap of third and short. And his last trip to the dish. He bats now with two away. Heavily shaded toward left in both the infield and outfield. He fouls this one down the right field line. Out of play. There is a big gap between center and right. If he were to hit it, could run for a mile. The 0-1. Down in the dirt. One ball, one strike. The only issue is, if it's not high enough, the second baseman, Jaquez, is playing right on the edge of the dirt and the outfield grass, so we'd have to hit it high enough or strong enough to get it past him. The 1-1. Breaking ball finds the zone for strike two. So Donovan will have to protect now with two away. Blanchard over at first. Still fires. Up high, and it's ball two. Not too worried about the runner over there. As Blanchard, not a threat to steal. Now the 2-2. Swung on and missed on a ball down low for out number three. Once again, the Hillcats bats just cannot get going here. Been the story of the last few ball games is Rodney Boone comes back out for the seventh. Something we have not seen yet this season. We'll be right back after this timeout. Hey there, Hillcats fans. The Guardians' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Hillcats on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games, from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code HILLCATS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Hola fanático, mi nombre es Elvis Jerez y estás escuchando a Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium as Rodney Boone out here to start the seventh inning. He has gone six innings several times this season. Back in his first two starts in the month of May. But no pitcher has gone longer than that. He now hopes to set that new mark. He will face Eric Pena, Daniel Vasquez, and Omar Hernandez. Pena hit the two-run shot that gave the Fireflies the lead. First pitch, a ball outside. It's 1-0. Outside, ball two. Now the 2-0 pitch. From Rodney Boone is a check swing that Pena was mad at himself for offering at. That one was in the dirt, 2-1. Boone gets him again here. Two balls and two strikes. Now the 2-2 from Rodney Boone. In there for strike three, and he got him looking. And Rodney Boone has now surpassed the longest outing mark for the Hillcats this season. He froze him there on a pitch right down the heart of Lynchburg. As Daniel Vasquez will now step into the box. He takes one just a bit inside, and Donovan froze as he was awaiting the strike call, but nothing came. The 1-0. Grounder over towards short. Frias gloves it at his head and fires on to first for out number two. Going to bring up Omar Hernandez, who doubled in the fifth. Could not be brought home after he let off the inning. A shout out to Barbara Boone, who tweeted at us at LYN Hillcats. As the first pitch of breaking ball that doesn't find the zone again. Don't know what was wrong with that one. Rodney Boone's grandmother tuning in from Sacramento, California. So thank you to Barbara Boone. 1-0 catches the outside corner for strike one. Tweet us at LYN Hillcats. Let us know where you're tuning in from here tonight. As the 1-1. Lined over to Frias. Diving play by the shortstop for out number three. A great job there from Frias to end the inning. And a quick inning allows Boone to go seven strong. We head to the bottom half of the seventh. The Hillcats trailing 2-1. If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today. Catch all the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats Mini Plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcats ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats mini plans.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher Reed Johnson, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium. Once again, my name is Jason Prill. Pleased to be bringing you Hillcats action all season long, where they now trail 2-1 to Columbia. A new pitcher, though, on the mound for the Fireflies, as that'll be number 26, Ben Wareski. As Matt Still will be replaced here. His day is done after two no-hit innings. He did allow a walk, but had three strikeouts. As Wareski will now have the job of trying to hold these bats quiet. Wareski is 0-1 with a 4.05 ERA. He was signed as an undrafted free agent by the Royals this year. In his last outing, he went four innings. Picking up the loss against Myrtle Beach, he gave up three hits, only one run, but five strikeouts. Luis Durango squares around a bunt, but takes inside as he pulled away, or a called strike. Wareski, a left-hander, fires again as Durango comes out swinging this time, but fouls it off right at the dish, 0-2. Two runs, seven hits, no errors for the Fireflies. One run, three hits, no errors for the Hillcats. The 0-2 from Wareski. Grounded sharply between third and short and into left field, so the Hillcats will have their leadoff runner aboard. It'll be the first time leadoff hitter has reached here tonight for Lynchburg. As Yordis Valdez will stand in as he switches over to the right-hand side against the lefty. First pitch to him. He squares around, drops it down the third baseline, charging hard as Valdez fire on to first, pulled him off the bag, but the tag on Valdez as Daniel Robertson over at first. Not necessarily a fan of that call, but the runner moves down to second. Here comes a manager, Omir Santos, to have a word with the umpire. Looked like he may have placed a tag, even though his foot came off the bag, as Skipper will talk it over. Now Durango moves down to second on what is currently a sacrifice. They will now discuss as the two umpires will meet together. Valdez remains over at first. And a long conversation between the two. As no replay system here in the minors, as they will discuss and rule him to be out. So a good play there by Valdez to retire Valdez. And a good play by Valdez to move the runner over. That'll bring in Jake Fox. A single could score Durango here with one away. Inside, ball one. Durango a speedster at second. And so any type of base knock should be enough to score him and tie the ball game. A 1-0 to Fox as Durango with a huge lead takes a step back. And it's up near the top of the zone. Fox isn't a fan. 1-1. It's given him the low strike and the high strike here tonight. The 1-1 from Wareski as the pickoff move goes to second. And it hits the back end of Durango and keeps it in the infield. Otherwise, that could have gone into center field. Saw that happen last night on a pickoff move to second. That went into center. From Garcia. Now it's 1-1. Fox takes this one. It's a called strike yet again. And he's still not a fan. One ball, two strikes with one away. Fox will have to protect here. Try to move that runner over toward third. The pitch. The runner goes. And switch is swung on a miss. Into left field, though. Durango can't get up because the third baseman stood on top of him. And so, even though the throw went into left field, at least Durango will have to stay at third. Otherwise, he could have scored. Not sure why there was nothing happening there, as Valdez did not get up off of Durango. He had a hold at third. Jorge Burgos now watches a pitch up high for ball one. Maybe Durango slid into his legs, which knocked him off balance, which would eliminate that interference call. As the 1-0 fouled away, one ball, one strike. A very important runner at third here as they currently trail by one. Burgos singled back in the first, struck out in his last at-bat. 1-1. Down and away, two balls, one strike. The sun has almost entirely faded as sky is beginning to darken here at dusk. Now the 2-1. Right at the belt. And the umpire gives him the call. And that'll even the count at 2 apiece. So big pitch upcoming from Wareski. Runner on third, 2 away. Jorge Burgos trying to tie the ball game. The 2-2. Up high, ball 3 as Durango took a large lead down the third baseline. So a big moment here in the Hill City. One-run game. Wareski, left-hander, comes set and fires. Grounded up the middle right at the shortstop, though, who was ranging over Vasquez. Fires over to first, over his head! The run will score, and the Hillcats have tied it! The throw to second, not in time, as Jorge Burgos took an awkward stumble over the bag, and he now collapses at second to tie ball game. But now the bigger concern goes toward the Hillcats left fielder, who is laying on second. And an overthrow from Vasquez at short would have easily had him at first to end the inning. But instead, it's an error. And Burgos is on second as he is still being attended to. And he will stay in the ball game now. So that's a good sign for the Hillcats as they cannot afford another injury. One of their hitters with Bartlett and Tucker already out. But it's a tie ball game. We reset here in the seventh. Tolentino now steps in. Those extra outs can potentially be costly too. Infield shading him over toward the right side as the first pitch comes in. Or Tolentino catches the bottom of the zone on the outside corner for strike one. As we now have words being said from home, from the Hillcats dugout, and I believe the hitting coach just got tossed. As Greg Massoni has been sent to the showers here, as the home plate umpire had enough of the barking from the dugout and arguing balls and strikes here this evening. Omir Santos down to speak to the umpire. As that'll be the first ejection the Hillcats this season, at least at home. I can't verify anything on the road at this moment, but I believe that is the first career ejection for Craig Massoni. It's 0-1 to Tolentino as that one looked down and away. They called it a strike. This one fought off. No balls, two strikes. And you could tell with the way things had been building here that something was bound to happen at some point. An ejection was going to be had. And it just so happened to be the hitting coach. The 0-2 fought off again off the hands. And they'll try again. Runner on second. Tie ball game, two away here. Hillcats trying to take the lead. The 0-2 to Tolentino. Ball outside, 1-2. Two-strike pitch from Wareski. He fires after a look towards second. And it's fouled away again, and the battle will continue. Omir Santos. Halfway down the line, in case this ball were to be put into play, he has to make a decision on Burgos at second. The 1-2. Fouled away. And Tolentino stays alive. So the long battle continues here. As Tolentino trying to drive home that runner from second. Werenski comes set and fires. Right down Main Street, and Tolentino is furious. He throws his bat down, and he's got words for the home plate umpire, and he is pointing toward the ground saying that is low. And the umpire letting him have his say as Tolentino continues to throw things off of his body, his helmet he threw down, his gloves he threw on the ground, as I have yet to see Tolentino that fed up as he strikes out looking the second time tonight. Surprised the home plate umpire gave him that much leeway with what he said. We head to the eighth in a tie ball game. 2-2. Don't go anywhere. More baseball coming up after this.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Become a member of Southpaw's Free Kids Club today and receive free access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
Hey fans, this is right-hand pitcher Jake Miller, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
So we are back inside Bank of the James Stadium after a wild bottom half of the seventh inning that saw an overthrow to allow the tying run to score. And then the next batter, the hitting coach for the Hillcats, was ejected for arguing balls and strikes on the first pitch. And then Tolentino had his say at the end of the at-bat with the home plate umpire. But he remains in the ballgame. New pitcher on the mound, Hugo Villalobos, will take over for Rodney Boone, who went seven strong, setting the mark for the season length of the ballgame as Enrique Valdez comes out swinging for strike one. Villalobos, a right-hander, comes set, now fires. It's up high, 1-1, making his 10th appearance. In 15 innings, he's 2-1 with a 3.60 ERA, 20 strikeouts and 9 walks. The 1-1. Breaking ball finds the zone, 1-2. In his last outing against Salem, he pitched an inning, gave up a hit, 2 runs, 2 walks, and 2 Ks. Now the 1-2. Lined into right field, that'll drop for a base hit, so Valdez will reach safely to lead off the inning. Rivertown now steps into the box as Valdez, the leadoff runner, aboard via the single. Other than last inning, as Town squares around a curveball way up high. Other than last inning, the Fireflies have had a base runner in every inning. They have 8 hits. Runner on first, nobody out. Villalobos, as Town squares, bunts it right back to the mound as he flips over to Fox, who covers first. For out number one, the runner will advance to second on the sacrifice. Some small ball being had here these past few innings. as Rubendi Jaquez will step in here. We know this team is a good bunting team. There's a long conversation being had by Joe Donovan, Ron Tolentino, and Hugo Villalobos. My assumption is that Tolentino was serving as a translator in that conversation. But Fireflies bunted three times to end last night's ball game. So Jaquez will take a big curveball up high for ball one. Tie ball game here in the top of the eighth. 2-2. One ball, no strikes as Villalobos comes set. He fires. And it's lined foul into the bullpen. 1-1. Yolobo stands at 5'10", 170 from Panama City. The 1-1. Catches the outside corner for a called strike. One ball, two strikes. Breaking ball, got him swinging. And there's two away. Villalobos broke off that big curveball and had Jaquez out in front. So a runner on second with two away as Guillermo Quintana will step up to the dish. And a tie ball game, trying to break that. Infield shading him well over toward the left field side. And he fouls it away for strike one. Quintana is 2-for-3 on the day. Has two singles, but then was a part of a strike him out, throw him out in the sixth. As he tried to swipe second. The 0-1 from Villalobos. Right at the knees, strike two. So Villalobos trying to hold that runner in scoring position. Fox creeps towards the bag, but now he backs away. A two-strike pitch. Breaking ball! Just missed. And he didn't get the call. One ball, two strikes. As Donovan hopped up out of his crouch thinking that he had him. And they'll try again at one ball and two strikes. Villalobos comes set and checks second. He fires. This one in the dirt. Good job by Donovan to keep it in front. And the count is now even. Sky has turned dark as clouds are now hovering overhead. No rain clouds, but it has darkened this field. The 2-2. Lined into right field, Green ranges over a long run for him and makes the catch right on the warning track. So Villalobos gets out of trouble as the leadoff single does no harm. We head to the bottom half of the eighth in a tie ball game at 2. Don't go anywhere. More Hillcats baseball coming up after this.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
From Bank of the James Stadium, you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium where the Hillcats are tied with the Fireflies at 2 apiece. 2 runs, 8 hits, 1 error for the Fireflies. That error was costly as it allowed the tying run to score. 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors for Lynchburg. It'll be Isaiah Green, Dion Frias, and Victor Planchard now to lead off the bottom half of the eighth. Sweet Caroline playing over the speakers to a crowd of 2,244. One of the largest crowds of the season for the Hillcats thus far. As the weather is getting nicer and the crowds are getting larger. We hope to see you out here tomorrow as well, and next week as we're at home when the first place Carolina Mudcats come to town in what could be a battle for first place. And not to mention, folks, fireworks both Friday and Saturday. You don't want to miss it. First pitch to Isaiah Green up and in for ball one. It's going to be a fun series as our summer promos are just around the corner. The 1-0. Healthy cut from Green. One ball, one strike. Green is 0 for 3 on the day. The lefty fires a breaking ball that misses inside. Two balls and one strike. Cats looking to get that leadoff runner aboard to try to break this tie. A 2-1 from Oreski. Up and in. And it's three balls and a strike. So good hitters count here for Isaiah Green. Into the motion. The pitch. Right down Main Street. He challenged him with a fastball. And Green just swung over top of it. Count is now full. Payoff pitch from the Fireflies. And Green swung through it again for out number one. The leadoff hitter set down as Dion Frias now into the box. In a tie ball game. Frias is 0 for 3 with two strikeouts. He takes the ball inside to open up his at-bat. As we've mentioned, Frias has doubled in both of the last two ball games. 1-0. Hops this one foul and out of play behind the dish. 1-1. Frias, batting from the right-hand side. As a switch hitter, the 1-1. Down low. Two balls and a strike. Reski trying to pick up out number two. As Frias drives this one into right field. Camarillo giving chase right in front of the wall. Puts it away for out number two. Frias tried to go opposite field with that one. Camarillo was able to track it down. As Victor Planchard will now step in. He'll bat from the right side. As he swings through and fouls this one into the mitt of Jensen for strike one. Planchard, a switch hitting catcher slash first baseman. Takes outside 1-1. Reski came on in the seventh and almost got out of it unscathed if not for the throwing error from the shortstop. The 1-1. Planchard pops it up as Jensen gives it a look, but it'll head into the skyboxes. That's one ball and two strikes with two away here in the bottom half of the eighth. The pitch. hopped up on the infield. Right off onto the grass is the first baseman. The second baseman calls him off and makes a tough play as Jaquez had to readjust his body as the ball floated back into play. And he puts it away for out number three. So tough play there for the second baseman. Ends the eighth after a 1-2-3 inning. We head to the ninth, tied at two. Fun one brewing in the Hill City. Don't go anywhere. More baseball coming up after this.
Stay close to the center of it all at La Quinta Lynchburg. Conveniently located near Routes 29, 460, and 501, La Quinta provides easy access to all that Lynchburg has to offer. La Quinta offers complimentary breakfast and Wi-Fi, a seasonal outdoor pool, and a fitness center. The hotel also offers meeting rooms and a business room, making it the perfect location for work and relaxation. Wake up on the bright side at La Quinta Lynchburg. Bank of the James has been serving communities across Virginia since 1999. The Bank of the James offers solutions for personal banking, business banking, mortgages, and loans. If you're looking for a bank that prioritizes you and your money first, stop in and visit one of our many Lynchburg area locations or visit us online at www.bankofthejames.bank. Bank of the James, making a difference in banking and our community since 1999.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher Trey Benton, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
So if the Hillcats win tonight, it will come via the walk-off as we are tied at two to open up the ninth inning as Hugo Villalobos back on the mound for his second inning of relief. He'll face Carter Jensen, Gary Camarillo, and Eric Pena. Good crowd staying all nine innings so far as the Hillcats trying to take this one away from the Fireflies and move into a tie potentially for first place. First pitch to Jensen. Outside, ball one, 93 miles an hour. Jensen is 1-for-3 with two strikeouts. The 1-0 from Villalobos. Fouled back to the curtain, one ball, one strike. Most of these games have been rather low scoring. I mean, I guess apart from those two big innings where the Hillcats put up seven runs and six runs respectively as Jensen swings through a curveball, 1-2. And it's a tie game at two here tonight, so not another high scoring affair. The 1-2 from Villalobos. Curveball tried to catch that outside corner, but a little wide, evening the count at two. Lanchard playing directly behind the bag at first. 2-2. Goes back with that curveball outside, and the count runs full. So big pitch to the leadoff hitter in the ninth. Swung on and missed on the fastball. And Villalobos says, sit down, see you later. Blew it right by him at 93 miles an hour. It's a third strikeout of the night for Jensen. The second of the night for Villalobos. Gary Camarillo now into the box. He had a home run in last night's ball game. And he's 0-for-3 tonight. The pitch. Big breaking curveball misses again on the inside. 1-0. Keeps trying that corner near the right-handed batter's box. Hasn't been able to catch the zone. Fastball swung right through. One ball, one strike. Amarillo. Right-handed hitting right fielder. Swings through the 1-1 on another good fastball from Villalobos. back-to-back 93-mile-an-hour pitches. We'll have to see if maybe he tries to pull the string on this one. As the 1-2. Check swing, appeal down toward first. They say he did not go as the pitch was up and away with another fastball. And it's 2-2. Villalobos comes set. The pitch. Fastball up high again, and he got him swinging. Two up, two down here in the ninth for Villalobos. As that's the third strikeout since he came in the eighth inning. Now he has to get through Eric Pena, who we've seen this series has some pop in his bat. He had a home run earlier in this ball game as he takes a strike outside to open up the count. Pena's home run gave them the lead in the fourth, a two-run shot over the right field wall. The 0-1. Another fastball, same spot, just a little bit higher, but he gets the call, and it's 0-2. Villalobos, a strike away from getting out of here in the ninth. And a tie ball game. The pitch. Tried to hit the same corner, just creeped it a little too high, and it's 1-2. Villalobos comes set. The pitch. Breaking ball. Tried to get Pena to chase on a curveball in the dirt, but he held off. 2-2. Blanchard still directly behind the bag at first, playing for the pool. The 2-2. Curveball just a bit high as it came in above the belt. The count runs full. This is the moment that people dream about as kids. Tie ball game in the ninth with two away and the payoff pitch from Villalobos. Curveball got him swinging! 1-2-3, see you later! Hugo Villalobos breaks the curveball out and gets Pena swinging to end the top of the ninth. We head to the bottom half, tied at 2. Don't go anywhere. An exciting inning coming up after this.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check airfares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and Skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher Trenton Denholm, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back here in the bottom of the ninth inning, tied at 2. A great crowd on hand at Bank of the James Stadium. That was the loudest I've heard it all season after that strikeout from Hugo Villalobos, who set them down 1-2-3 in the top half of the ninth. And here we are, bottom of the inning, tied at 2. In what has been a very entertaining ball game, as it'll be Joe Donovan, Luis Durango, and Yordis Valdez due up for the Hillcats. Ben Wareski back on for his third inning of work. The first pitch to Donovan, up high, ball 1. The Hillcats do have 2 walk-offs on the season, as both of those came in the series against Delmarva. The 1-0. Fouled off 1-1. Those were attributed to Jorge Burgos and Victor Blanchard. Neither do up here this inning as a water bottle falls down from the skybox right in front of me. 1-1 driven deep to left, but hooking foul. Joe Donovan gave it a jolt, and the whole Hillcats dugout jumped up as that one, without a doubt, had the distance, but a little too far. Foul. The 1-2 in the dirt. 2-2. Wareski did not want to make that same mistake twice. The crowd trying to urge this Hillcats team to victory here. As Columbia trying to steal another one from Lynchburg. Long pause and a look in from Wareski. The 2-2. Up high. Ball three. And it's important to note that Carolina did lose again. The 3-2. High pop-up. He tried to drive that one out of here. Ranging back is Vasquez. Now up back on the infield. The third baseman calls him off. Valdez puts it away for out number one. So Donovan was trying to end this with one swing, and he just missed hitting it out. Actually, I lied. The game just ended in Carolina, and they did pull out the one-run victory. So the Hillcats need this victory to stay a half game back. Durango to the dish. Takes up high, ball one. Tie ball game, bottom of the ninth. Hillcats trying to come back in this one. Durango fouls this off of his hands. It's 1-1. Wareski, the long look in. Now into the motion. Down low, two balls and a strike. Durango singled and scored in the seventh, as he was the runner that scored on the throwing error from Vasquez. The 2-1. He squares around now, bunts it down the third baseline, just a bit foul. And it's 2-2. Donovan tried to catch them napping there. Nobody on, one away, bottom of the ninth. 2-2 our score. Over 2,000 here in Bank of the James Stadium trying to push this team on. The pitch. Down low and the count goes full. Yordiz Valdez on deck. As the payoff pitch on its way from Wareski. Bottom of the zone, and they rung him up as the home plate umpire continues to give them that low strike call, and Durango goes down looking for out number two. So that'll bring up Yordiz Valdez. He is hitless here tonight, but did have that sacrifice bunt that moved Durango into scoring position back in the seventh. Almost beat it out, too. The pitch finds the zone with the changeup. For strike one. The 0-1. Driven into deep center field. But Pena, as he got too far underneath it, puts it away on the warning track. For out number three. We head to extras. I got fooled by the jump that Pena had. As we head to extras for the second time in this series, we move to the 10th. We got bonus baseball coming up after the break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Hillcats Baseball. Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and more. To learn more and book your party, go to lynchburg-hillcats.com.
Birthdays at the Ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett & Bates Family Orthodontics.
Become a Hillcat season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcat season ticket member.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher David Sharp, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, extra innings on deck as we are tied at two between the Hillcats and the Fireflies. The second extra inning ball game of the series, the first one, came on Wednesday night when the Fireflies won by a score of 2-1. When Carter Jensen started off on second, and then a throwing error on a sacrifice bunt allowed him to score one batter into it. And then the Hillcats just could not bring a runner home from third. In the bottom half of the inning, Hugo Villalobos back on the mound as Eric Pena will be the runner on second for the 10th. Vasquez, 1-for-3 on the day, steps into the box. Crowd still has not left here as we approach 9 o'clock here on the East Coast. Vasquez squares around. He bunts it in the air, ranging back his plant chart. He fires to second as Pena had broken toward third, but the throw is not in time. So there's one away now as Vasquez retired on the pop fly bunt. That'll bring up Omar Hernandez, who will now be tasked trying to move that runner over or bring him in. He had a double back in the fifth. First pitch here is swung on and fouled away for strike one. This has been a fun series so far. As another one, another classic here tonight. The 0-1 to Hernandez. Fastball. He fights it off down the right field line. Planchart giving chase into foul territory, but it finds the bullpen for strike two. That one kept fading away. And that may have been one that, even if it had stayed in play, the Hillcats may have considered dropping to not allow Pena to move over toward third. One away here, though. The runner on second. The two-strike pitch from Villalobos. Up high with the fastball. 1-2. One-two pitch from Hugo. Breaking ball in the dirt. Donovan did a good job to pounce on top of that to keep it from going all the way back to the netting. Two balls, two strikes. One away here as the righty-on-righty matchup continues. Check of second, the pitch. Up high again, and the count goes full. Enrique Valdez is on deck. He's 1-for-3 tonight with a single in the eighth. Payoff pitch upcoming. Curveball, got him looking! Villalobos pulls the string and Hernandez is retired for out number two. Enrique Valdez now, with that runner still on second. Trying to bring him home to give the Fireflies the lead. He swings at the first pitch for strike one. Good fastball from Villalobos. As we mentioned, the Hillcats need this victory to stay a half game back of first place. The 0-1. Curveball, a little high. One ball, one strike. So Eric Pena, a runner placed on second to start extras, remains there hoping to run. The 1-1 to Valdez. A big, healthy cut for strike two. Both dugouts on the top step watching this unfold. Two-strike pitch from Villalobos. Up and in. The count is even at two apiece. You can feel the atmosphere, the tension, the magnitude of the moment. It may only be the month of May, but these games still matter. The 2-2. Curveball, rung him up! Villalobos pounds his chest as he walks off the mound as he picks up another strikeout to end the 10th. We head to the bottom half, tied at 2. More baseball coming your way after this break. Catch all the biggest games of the season with the Hillcats mini plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or an undated voucher pack and create your very own Hillcats ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcats mini plans.
Become a member of Southpaw's Free Kids Club today and receive free access to select Hillcats home games, special member-only events, and lots of other fun benefits. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more. Southpaw's Free Kids Club is proudly presented by Lynchburg Dental Center.
Hey fans, this is Zach Pelle, right-handed pitcher, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Back here in the bottom of the 10th, and I got to be honest, folks, I wish I had more exciting commercials because it's an odd transition to go from the high-intensity strike three call to a lighthearted commercial. That's what you got to do sometimes, as it'll be Jake Fox, Jorge Burgos, and Milan Tolentino, the heart of the order for the Hillcats, due up. It'll be Yordis Valdez placed at second as the winning run. Jake Fox, 0-for-2 on the day, but he did score the run in the first to open up the ball game after he was walked. Corners pulled in as Valdez leads off second, and now Wareski will step off. Jake Fox stands in from the left-hand side. First pitch of the bottom of the 10th is a swing and foul back for strike one. So we've seen this before. The Hillcats, not necessarily big fans of the bunt, but they were practicing it earlier today. They were warming up right in front of the netting, working on laying that bunt down the third base line. The 0-1 is a turn and throw to second, but nobody was covering. And Wareski, at the last second, found Vasquez's shortstop, who was about five steps off the bag. Almost a dangerous play, as that is his second step off of this at-bat. The 0-1 now to Jake Fox with the corners pulled back now. He swings and fights it over toward first. A lazy looper into Quintana's glove for out number one. That'll bring up Jorge Burgos. He does have a walk-off this season. Actually, the first walk-off of the season for the Hillcats was a liner into center field. He now has a chance here with a runner leading off second. Pigoff move as the throw just a bit wide. What a good job by Vasquez to reel it in and try to place the tag on Valdez as he dove back. So Wareski trying to keep that runner on second honest. Bottom of the 10th. One away. Burgos takes outside ball one. Burgos singled in the first. Walked in the third and then reached on an error in the seventh. That error allowed the Hillcats to take the lead. Or to tie the ball game. The 1-0. In there for a strike, 1-1. Change up 88 miles an hour. The 1-1 from Wareski. As Valdez dances off second. Slapped into left field. That'll be a base hit. And Valdez will have to hold at third as the throw comes in. So the runners are at the corners with one away. For the Hillcats' best hitter, Milan Tolentino. Tolentino showed his emotion in the seventh when he struck out looking. But he will be tasked with facing a new arm as Tony Pena Jr. will go to his bullpen or not. He brought the entire infield in. There is an arm warming up in the bullpen. And he's going to leave Wareski in there. He's going to let him figure out his way to get out of this. So Tolentino with runners on the corners and one away. All he needs is a fly ball. And this game could be over. Infield playing double play depth with Burgos at first. I'd expect to see him in motion at some point to try to take the double play out of this. First pitch catches the outside corner for a called strike. And this is where Tolentino's outburst in his last at-bat may not pay dividends, because that strike zone may widen from the home plate umpire. The 0-1. Down low, and a good job by Jensen to get a glove on it. 1-1. Valdez over at third is ready to break for home if that pitch goes awry. The 1-1 from Wareski. Tolentino took a big cut and fouled it away for strike two. As long as there's no double play, Isaiah Green would be on deck. Burgos at first. Valdez at third. The 1-2 pitch with one away. Slapped foul again. And Tolentino stays alive. Crowd trying to pull this victory into the favor of Lynchburg. The 1-2 from Wareski. Swung on and missed as he blew it right by him for out number two. So it'll be up to Isaiah Green to try to bring that runner home from third. With two away. Green is 0 for 4. Struck out in his last at-bat in the eighth. Runners on the corners. In a tie ball game here in the 10th. Valdez trying to get in the head of Wareski as the pitch is just high for ball one. Green came over to the Guardians organization from the New York Mets in the Francisco Lindor trade. As the 1-0 pitch on its way. Down low, ball two. the crowd of 2,244 trying to be loud. The 2-0 finds the zone, 2-1. Infield playing straight away here. Green had a triple a couple nights ago in the ninth. The 2-1. Runner breaks for second, and the pitch is just outside, so Burgos will take out the force as he swipes second, uncontested. Tried to draw that throw down, but Jensen was having none of it. But a good hitter's count here for Isaiah Green, as Wareski will step off. He has taken his time, as Green doing the same strategy he had in the ninth inning a couple nights ago, where he steps out to try and get in the head of Wareski. He comes set and fires. Up and in, and he walked him. The bases are loaded. And so with two away, the bases are loaded for Dion Frias. Tony Pena stands on the top step, but he's going to let his left-hander try and figure this out for right now. Frias, 19 years old, in his biggest moment of his young career. The pitch swung right through it, and he took a big cut. Tie ball game at 2 in the bottom of the 10th. Nowhere to put him. The 0-1 from Wareski. In there for a called strike, and Frias frustrated with himself for letting that one go by. Valdez at third. Burgos at second. Green at first. Frias at the dish. Awaits the 2-strike pitch. Up high, ball 1. Frias, as we mentioned, has doubled in both of the last 2 ball games. Just needs a base knock here. The pitch swung right through it. We go to the 11th. Leaving the bases loaded. And we head to a second inning of extras. Nothing comes easy, folks. 11th inning on its way after this timeout.
Hey there, Hillcats fans. The Guardians' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Hillcats on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Hillcats at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Want to create a memorable group experience at the ballpark this summer? To learn more about how you can customize group outings, picnics, and skybox suite rentals, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com today.
Catch all the action all season long at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com. Now back to the field, here's Jason Prill.
We're into the 11th. The scoreboard has gone blank, as they have run out of places to put the stats for the innings. As we are tied at 2. New pitcher on the mound for the Hillcats. We'll meet him in just a moment. As Hugo Villalobos' day is done. He goes 3 innings, only giving up 1 hit, no runs, did not walk a batter, and had 6 massive strikeouts. He will give way to Tyler Thornton. Joined the team a couple weeks ago, right before their long road trip. He's making his 5th appearance in 5 innings. He does not have a decision. 14.40 ERA, 6 strikeouts, and 9 walks. But in a big moment here, in the 11th, runner on second. To start the inning is Enrique Valdez, the top of the order, due up. Rivertown to lead off. He He squares and bunts it straight up in the air, but back out of play. 0-1. Thornton, the right-hander, comes set and fires. Screen around, go throw to third as Tolentino is charging, and a good heads-up play there by Valdez. Just swipe third as the Hillcats were charging for the bunt. So a runner on third and nobody out as Rivertown will just have to put this ball in play. Infield pulled in. The 1-1. Outside again. 2-1. Hillcats will try to cut off this run at home if Rivertown were to ground it right at an infielder. 2-1. Swung right through it on a 94-mile-an-hour heater. Two balls and two strikes. Thornton stands at 6'3", 200 pounds from San Diego, California. He attended Arizona State. The 2-2. In the dirt. Good job by Donovan to keep that in front. And the count goes full. He has five wild pitches in four games, which has been a concern. Needs to keep it under control here with the runner on third. The payoff pitch. Fouled away, and they'll try again. Been the longest game for the Hillcats as far as innings are concerned, as we are in the 11th. Thornton looks over at third. Now comes home. Swung right through it, and he picks up his first strikeout of the evening here to lead off the 11th as Rivertown goes down. Now there's one away with the runner on third. The infield will stay in as Rubendi Jaquez steps in. Jaquez is 0-for-4, with two strikeouts and a double play. He checks at the first pitch, the appeal over towards second. They say he did not go for ball one. Two runs, eight hits, one error for Columbia. Two runs, five hits, no errors for Lynchburg. Thornton, the 1-0. Tries to paint the outside corner. 2-0. All the infielders with their toes on the grass. The pitch. Slapped foul, 2-1. Thornton went back to that outside corner. Jaquez fought it off. Two one on its way. Took something off of it with a slider, 76 miles an hour. His first one of the evening, and Jaquez had already finished his swing by the time it got to him. The 2-2 now. Fouled back to the curtain. And we'll try again. Guillermo Quintana is on deck. Now the 2-2 yet again. Rounded sharply but foul. We'll reset. With the infield in, that would have been a tough play for Victor Planchard if that had stayed right on the line. The 2-2. Got him swinging. Went with the high cheese, and Jaquez chased it. And there's two away. Guillermo Quintana. Now with the runner on third, the infield goes back to their regular depth, shading him towards third with two away. Valdez stands over at third. First pitch in there for a called strike, 94 miles an hour on the gun. Thornton trying to get out of this. Runner fakes a break toward home. The 0-1. Slider just a bit low. One ball and one strike. Thornton takes a big breath as he steps back onto the mound for the 1-1. Got him swinging. One ball, two strikes. If Quintana were to reach, Carter Jensen would be up next. But Quintana is 2-for-4 on the day, trying to make that 3-for-5. Thornton would like to say otherwise. The 1-2. Fouled away. And he stays alive. Sweaty Palms time in Bank of the James Stadium. As the 1-2 on its way from Thornton. Fought off again. And the inning continues. The crowd watches intently as this battle goes on. The two-strike pitch from Thornton. Slider got him! Tyler Thornton comes out of the pen and slams the door shut in the top half of the 11th. And this game remains tied. He strikes out three and leaves the runner stranded at third. Whew! We got another half inning coming up. I need some water. We'll be right back after this.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Catch all of the biggest games of the season with a Hillcats mini plan. Choose a 5-game plan, 10-game plan, or undated voucher pack, and create your very own Hillcat ticket plan this summer. Visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to learn more about Hillcat's mini plans.
Hola, fanático. Mi nombre es Elvis Jere, y estás escuchando a Lynchburg Hillcat Baseball.
Back here in the bottom half of the 11th, a new pitcher on the mound for Columbia as Ben Wroreski's day is done. He goes four innings of excellent relief, only allowing two hits, one run. It was not earned. That was the tying run. He did have a walk, but six strikeouts. He hands over to the pen for Luis Barroso. Barroso 1-0 with a 4.96 ERA, four saves and a hold, 6-3, 165 out of Panama. The right-hander works fastball, curveball, changeup. The runner on second will be Dion Frias and Victor Planchart. Now bats from the left-hand side. He has the other walk-off of the year for the Hillcats. As we have a time called. As an automatic ball has been applied here, as Barroso took a little too long to get this inning started. 1-0. Planchart swings, drives it into right field. That's a base hit. Around third is Frias. He will score! Victor Planchart, the Hillcat hero, launches his helmet 30 feet into the air and it's a mobbing behind second base. He was doing jumping jacks as he rounded first. What a ball game. First pitch swinging. And Victor Planchart, for the second time this year, provides the Hillcats with a walk-off. We'll be back to recap it right after this timeout. Celebrate your birthday at the ballpark this summer and enjoy a happy birthday message on the video board, an autographed baseball, a visit from Southpaw, and more. To learn more and book your party, go to lynchburg-hillcats.com. Birthdays at the ballpark are proudly presented by Blanchett and Bates Family Orthodontics.
Become a Hillcats season ticket member and never miss out on any of the action. Save money on tickets, enjoy VIP parking, and meet the Hillcats team for a season ticket member autograph session. Visit lynchburg-hillcats.com to learn more about becoming a Hillcats season ticket member.
Hey fans, this is right-handed pitcher David Sharp, and you're listening to Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
What a game. Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, the Hillcats, 3-2 victors over the Columbia Fireflies in 11 innings on the walk-off from Victor Planchart. As it'll be Tyler Thornton who will be here for our post-game interview. So let's send it down to Andre Vile, who's standing by with Thornton.
All right, fans, we got two player interviews today. First, with pitcher number 31, Tyler Thornton. Tyler, you went in a difficult situation in the 11th, still tied, rattling off three strikeouts in a row. How's it feel first?
I mean, it feels great. When I struggle, it's usually when I'm not throwing balls in the zone, and today I was in the zone, so it went well.
Yeah, and then that's the second walk-off for Planchart. Great team effort. Your thoughts on that?
I mean, it's awesome. He's prepared every single day to do it, and it was his turn today, and he came through.
You got one more game against Columbia tomorrow. What's the team mindset going into that?
You know, just play hard every play.
Fantastic. Fans, Tyler Thornton, we're going to get Victor Planchart in just a second.
Thanks, Tyler. Good stuff.
So thank you to Tyler Thornton as he talked with Andre Vile. We're waiting for Victor Planchart, the Hillcat hero from tonight, whose walk-off single into right field won the ball game as Dion Frias would score. And the ball game. I don't have a voice anymore. As those last three, four innings were riveting. Now let's toss it down to Andre Vile with Victor Planchart.
I am here with the walk-off hero, Victor Planchart. We're working on a translator in just a second. All right. Planchy, what was your approach to the plate? You had a runner on second. What was your thoughts going into the at-bat?
¿Qué tú piensas cuando corredor a segunda base? ¿Qué es tu approach?
Nothing. Only see the ball, hit.
See the ball, hit the ball.
Blanchie, that's your second walk-off hit of the season. Fans, let's give it up for number six, your LK hero, Victor Blanchard.
Oh, we would have had more of that interview if they didn't dump him with Gatorade as a tag team of Trey Benton and Will Bartlett came in out of nowhere and dumped it over his head. But Victor Planchart, the Hillcat hero for the second time this season, and the Hillcats come away victorious. They scored early in the first as Jake Fox came around to score after walking, and a wild pitch allowed him to touch home with ease. But then a two-run home run from Eric Pena in the fourth gave Columbia the 2-1 lead, and that's where it stayed all the way until the seventh when Luis Durango would single and then be stranded on third except for the fact that a throwing error from Vasquez allowed Burgos to reach with two away in the inning. And Durango was able to scamper home to tie the ball game. And then it was a pitcher's duel for the 10th and 11th. Honestly, the 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th. As Hugo Villalobos came on in relief of Rodney Boone. Went three innings, gave up one hit, six strikeouts, including several big strikeouts in the 9th and 10th. And then Tyler Thornton struck out the side in the 11th. And first batter of the inning, Victor Planchard, after an automatic ball had been applied, ripped one into right field. And Frias would come around to score with ease to end the ball game. And the party was on in Lynchburg. Folks, it's been a fun series so far. We have one more to go tomorrow afternoon, 4 o'clock first pitch. Be here at Bank of the James Stadium. Tickets on sale at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com or at our box office. Or you can tune in right here, Lynchburg-Hillcats.com, the Lichen live stream, or MILB.TV. Hillcats 3-2 winners in 11 innings as they now move a half game out of first place, and that might have been the momentum they needed. We'll see you tomorrow, folks. I'm Jason Prill saying good night and go Hillcats.